Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come.
Don't, because somebody's just gone, what the fuck, I've put on the radio instead.
Welcome to the Unfiltered Bride FM.
Oh my God.
Do you reckon we'd have enough talk to talk about for a radio show?
Yeah, like we said, you know when you call in?
Yeah. Late Night Love.
Late Night Love.
So
people loved that episode.
People did love it. Won't love my phone out. So guess what Isla wants to be when she grows up?
A radio presenter.
A radio DJ.
I need to speak to you about something. Can we just roll into it? Because it's about Isla.
Okay.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding and welcome the Unfiltered Bride podcast. Tips from the top table and beyond. So you know it's going to be juicy.
Why are 10-year-olds having better skincare routines than me?
Right.
Tell me this.
I'm not happy about the era that we're in for kids, because she is spending money. She's dropping dosh on stuff like Bubble. The fuck is Bubble?
What's Bubble?
I don't know. She's dropping dosh on, what's that spray? 75? It's, I don't know. It's like in a cute bottle and it's got a big number on it. Mm. What's that? I don't even know what that is. She wanted to go in Sephora to whatever. And I'm like, how the fuck? I was happy with my Dream Matte Mousse and hairspray to set it. That's where I'm at fucking 14, not even 10.
And glittery eyeshadow.
Where is this? And then I was like, I'm currently in that battle of... She wants to go on her iPad all the time. I fucking hate the iPad. I hate it. And I'm trying to remember, like, she doesn't really watch telly. iPad is the new telly. And I remember my childhood, I watched Saved by the Bell, Tracy Beaker, Bog Off Beaker. What was the one with the hands? And it was like, how? Anyway. And there was hands that were in gloves and they just did, like... hand stuff.
No idea. I was more.
But I watched a lot of telly.
I was more of an Arthur. Every day when you're walking down the street.
Hey.
Everybody that you meet.
Hey. Has an original point of view. Anyway.
And I said.
Hey.
Hey.
And hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
What was his girlfriend called? Oh, is it on the tip of my tongue then?
Anyway, Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, but so I watched a lot of telly.
She's a YouTube kid, isn't she?
Yeah, so how much iPad telly should she be watching? But it's shorts, it's YouTube shorts, which is basically TikTok.
But she's not allowed TikTok.
She's not allowed TikTok. Her mate's on TikTok, and she's like, I want to be on TikTok. I'm like, no, hun.
It's a wild world out there, wild.
I just don't, nobody gave me a little, here, by the way, when you raise a kid, there you go. There was nobody doing tips on TikTok for kid raising.
Yeah.
Now there's all this wedding advice for you guys, but nobody's letting me know how much iPad time is appropriate.
Anywho.
What was her name? Helga.
What were we talking about anyway?
Kids, makeup. No, skincare.
Yeah, but why did we even get onto that?
That was the start of your episode. All these kids with all their skincare.
Anyway, we're going to do another catch-up, aren't we? Because I've got so much stuff. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start the episode. This is a bit of old news now, but we didn't address it when it was coming out. So when it said, wedding photographers call on vicars to stop rude and aggressive behaviour.
Yes. Did I tell you about when I was last at a church? When was our last catch-up? God, I literally can't remember what we've talked about. I feel like we haven't talked about something for ages, so no. I did a church the other day, had Charlotte with me. She went to the church. I was with the bride at the venue.
Yep.
The wasn't the vicar. It was the church
warden,
something like that. Like their
groupie
at the back. Charlotte got there and was like, "Oh, this is what I'm doing." But she had all the bride's like reserve signs and newspapers, like all of it. She was putting stuff out. This woman kicked the boxes that Charlotte was using and was like, "They can't be in the aisle." She was like, "This was like an hour before the ceremony." She was like, "No, I know. I'm just." Putting everything out. She was vile to her. She was like, you can't have confetti. And Charlotte was like, they had Flutter Darling. Confetti was a big deal.
Yeah.
They had the cannons, everything. So she messaged me and was like, they've said that we can't do confetti. And I was like, fuck. I was like, no, go back to them. This bride has got it all planned. We've confirmed it's got to be outside, like all of this sort of stuff. And she was just vile to Charlotte. When I then came, I just said to her, like, kill her with kindness, just keep burning. Yeah, no problem. When I came and we did the ceremony and then they left, they started the confetti line. I was inside clearing it up. And this lady comes over to me and she was like, who are you then? Are you with the venue? And I was like, no. And I always say planner when I'm at church because they don't. Yeah. So like, whatever. No, I'm the planner. Oh, right. Well, you're lucky that we allowed you in. And I was like, why? She was like, well, it's just if we were at capacity, then you wouldn't have been allowed in. And I was like, well, I'm one of the suppliers. So I imagine they would have kept it at capacity, including me, because she wouldn't have walked down the aisle unless I was here. So I'm literally planning a wedding. Well, I'm just saying. But and she was a, an ex- sorry, God, she was a dick, man. Sorry, she was an absolute dick. For, it was just a power trip.
I had it. So when I did a church wedding, we did the rehearsal the day before. And the vicar and the church warden, I would say she was one of them, he was like, the bridesmaids are going directly after her walking down the aisle. And I was like, no, I need the shot
of
her and her dad walking down the aisle without anyone in the background.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. No, this is what happened. I just said to the girls, no, you're walking down when I tell you to walk down. Not a problem. Do you just wait for me?
But I did this with a supplier.
And someone in a blue fucking coat is stood at the back of the room in all the bloody pictures.
Because they don't...
Thank you.
The thing that's happened is that, rightly or wrongly, people are getting married at a church now that aren't religious. And it is a business deal. And when the churches learn that there is... this is a business side of it, charge them the fucking money. Charge them whatever you want to get married there, but then play the rules, play the game.
But there was a big, big hoo-ha with the photographer and videographer at the one I did as well. And it was about where they're going to stand and what they're going to take.
You can only stand there and you can't move and your camera has to be on silent. What?
Let me find the article.
I also did one where, oh my God, it was horrendous. Who was it? It was a church and it was a massive, you know, sometimes they got a big front. Like there was a lot of space at the front and the photographer was stood right over where he told her she could stand, taking photos in the ceremony. Beth, in the ceremony, he went, can you move down there? In the fucking ceremony.
No.
And everybody looked at her and was just like, but we all was like, why is he being such a dickhead?
Yeah,
because she was, I promise you, she was nowhere near them. And he's like, yes, and God did blah, blah, blah. Excuse me, can you just move down a little bit there, please? Right. And we're like, just like vile. And the bride and groom even said to her after, like, I'm really sorry, like, that was really rude. You weren't, literally weren't doing anything.
It's wild, isn't it? So there, it says here on Daily Mail, shout out.
Reliable source.
Vickers can get too snappy with wedding photographers trying to take pictures inside church. Mm-hmm. 900 petition against rude and aggressive.
What are we petitioning against, though?
Vickers can be a complete pain and over-controlling with photographers trying to snap pictures during a wedding.
Yep.
An ex-Archbishop of Canterbury has admitted.
But what's their problem?
Argued that while some clearly get frustrated with intrusive photographers, it's not unreasonable to ask cameramen to respect the spirituality and matrimony.
Okay.
His remark come amid tensions between wedding photographers and clergy.
Yep.
Is that the right word? With more than 900 snappers last week having signed a petition called for church leaders to be more considerate. The photographers claim it's becoming almost impossible to take pictures inside churches due to aggressive, rude and humiliating behaviour.
Yeah.
Vickers halting the ceremony, intentionally obscuring the couple and photographers.
Literally could not agree with that more. And it actually happens and it's so confusing. So genuinely, guys, before you book a church, you need to understand what their rules are for photography. Some won't even let a videographer in. Content creators, good fucking luck.
So they said... while some vicars can be complete pain over controlling to a degree, you have to respect the spiritual ceremony and that should be respective. And photographers are claimed that only trying to honour couples' wishes, not that the images of that first special kiss. Basically, trying to get the first kiss.
What do you think they should be doing there? Because the ones I've worked with have never been intrusive. Like I've never seen any photographers and videographers be intrusive anywhere, to be honest. I've never seen them go right up into the couple, like, because nobody wants that anyway. What does the church think that they're going to do?
It is a power trip.
It is 100% a power trip.
But I also feel like they know the money comes in from it.
But I don't think so. Churches don't charge a huge amount of money to get married there. Because
what do you think they charge?
I know that the one that I did was £1,000.
Yeah, £1,000.
But that's not
for an hour.
Yeah.
I'll charge £1,000 an hour, thank you very much.
But there's a lot of staff. It's quite often organist. Like, there's stuff involved in it.
Yeah.
It's open. But I don't think that's a huge amount of money. I'd rather pay £2,000 and then you let me do whatever I want to do in here.
They don't charge, though.
No, that's what I mean. That's what's confusing. So then they're like, well, I have all the power because you want to get married here. Mm. So tricky.
Love thy neighbour. Be kind.
Why
are you laughing at me?
Love thy neighbour, be kind.
Yeah, I went to a Church of England school.
I'm christened.
I went to a Church of England school.
Are you christened?
Yeah, hun.
Okay. I went to a Church of England school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go to church?
Did you?
Yes.
How often?
Religiously. We had to go to school.
Yeah, I went with school.
How often?
A fucking once a week. What do you want me to say?
No, you didn't.
I don't know. We did. Ask me a song and I'll sing you a song. I know a lot about religion. Ask
me. God is a great big God. Do you remember
that's
that?
Rude.
Assembly. That's what we have to sing.
No, so I
that.
Did.
What did you have to sing at school?
I did a church one. This weekend, last weekend.
By the way, guys, we're not taking the piss of church.
No, no, no. Like, it's not my personal belief, but I love a church
yeah,
ceremony.
Yeah, I love a church ceremony.
They did Shine, Jesus, shine. And I've never heard it with the claps before. And then it did the claps. I've heard Shine, Jesus, shine at quite a few weddings.
Really?
But yeah, yeah. But this one was at a... Catholic church. It was like a bigger, moderner one. And they had the claps and it literally went and I was like, what the fuck? Ready to like stop the kids clapping. But it was part of the song.
Cute.
I was having a great time. Jerusalem's my absolute favourite.
Yeah, sing that then.
Oh God, what does Jerusalem go like? No, because last time I sang it, it was in my head all day. Da 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 da. And in those nights of Bethlehem, Shana and da da da.
Do you want to know something fun? My name used to get taken the mick out of at school.
Why?
Because my name's Beth Nehem. And whenever it was like...
That's a poor...
Yeah, and they always...
That's a poor make fun of.
And then I got called SpongeBob Squarehead.
I got called a boffin, so what do you want to do?
I got called SpongeBob Squarehead. And do you know what? I did their wedding.
No, you didn't.
I fucking did his wedding. Yeah. And I was like, yep, yeah, do you remember that?
Remember that from SpongeBob?
Remember that when he sat in his consultation? I was like, yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. Fun fact.
I want to talk more about churches while we're on the subject.
Okay, go on then.
What's your other favourite hymns? You don't know, do you? Oh, I guess you don't really see that many. I have to sit through the whole church ceremony.
I'm busy.
I know, you're working doing the away. Thing. I'm just sat there singing Jerusalem. And in these halls of Bethlehem. Yeah, I'll think of you every time I do Bethlehem. I like Bread of Heaven as well.
Go on then.
Welsh. Bread of Heaven.
Why are you being awkward?
Because I don't want to like really go for it.
Go for it.
Feed me till I want no more.
Wow, Heart FM. Unfiltered Bride.
Feed FM. Me till I want no more.
That was quite good.
Thank you. I did singing lessons at school. I would never properly sing here.
Okay.
You fucking should have seen me on that cruise doing karaoke. Nailed it.
I can imagine.
Absolutely nailed it.
So yeah, that was in the news.
What else do we need to think about for churches though? So the one I did with the content creator, we had photo, video, content creator, me and Charlotte. So there's a lot, but there was enough people and there was space. And there's obviously signs that say no phones. Guys, please make sure you tell people that you're having a content creator, especially if you've said it's an unplugged ceremony, because she was filming stuff and then went round by the choir and one of the old women went, put your phone away. She was like, I'm doing content. Bless her. So I've actually got a story from that content creator.
Ooh,
would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's a bit gossipy, but it's funny. I can only tell you half of it.
No, I actually can only tell you half of it. No, I'm not having this. Don't fucking give us half the tea.
No, because it's actually gone to police. Yeah.
What?
I'll tell you the bit I can tell you and then I'll fill you in if I can. She'll be listening. She'll let me know if I can say more. So there is a venue. She was at a venue. She was filming the morning getting ready part. And this venue is like an old style, like house kind of thing. Very popular. Lots of weddings there. You've probably been there. And in the getting ready room, there are bats. And they are obviously...
Sorry, what?
There are bats.
So I could be putting on my dress and a bat fly past.
I think you know when you book, so you know what you're doing.
Hi, welcome to the getting ready room. Here are local bats.
But you obviously can't get rid of them because they're protected.
No, I agree with that.
I personally would probably pick a different getting ready room.
Yeah.
But each their own. She's getting ready.
Why don't the venue?
Ask them.
The bats poo. Not like bird poo, is it? Imagine flying across.
No, it is, isn't it? Yeah, of course it is.
Google bat poo.
I don't want to film me. Bat poo will be like bird poo. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Because they're hanging upside... Oh, no, wait. They're hanging upside down. Yeah, of course it would. Well, they don't...
Bat poo. I feel like it's drop-ins.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, it's still not droppings. Droppings on it.
Yeah, but it's not like bird, like seagull poo, is it? Anyway.
So the bride is putting her dress on and the bats start zoomies down to her and attacking her.
No. Has she got footage of it?
Probably. So they start attacking. So she then covers up and things, and then they're trying to set up her first look. So she comes out into a different room. She comes back in when the bats have all come down and the venue person is then there. She comes out to do a first look and the bats attack her again. So all through the morning of her getting ready time, they're attacking her. And then the bats start then attacking one of the little girls that's there for a first look.
They don't like the bride.
It's the white dress, apparently. So the venue person was like, oh, it must be the white. What the fuck? Everyone's in a white dress in this room.
What
the fuck?
So why were the police called?
That's the bit I can't tell you. It just went a bit thingy. I'll await my yes or no. So TBC on more to that story. But could you imagine bats attacking you in the morning of your wedding?
I just wouldn't get ready in that room.
I assume you that like normally there's another venue that have got bats.
That freaks me out.
But it's in like their storeroom. They've turned it into the storeroom. And I'm like, yeah, fine.
I don't know. It freaks me out. Are they bats dirty?
Aren't they? No, pigeons. Rats with wings. It's a pigeon. No, but normally they just keep to themselves. But imagine loads of bats coming and attacking you in the morning of the wedding.
I'm having nightmares tonight about bats, I tell you that.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's like the webbed. Ooh.
Why are they webbed? Like oh, they're wings. Yeah. I think they're quite cute. It's a big ears for me.
So, did you see? I saw this on a Welsh wedding page. And they banned the glow sticks.
Yes.
So it said this was a wedding venue that posted it. For the attention of all brides and grooms, unfortunately, due to them being made of single-use plastic, the use of foam polystyrene glow sticks have been banned by the Welsh government. So you won't be allowed to allow them on weddings. No exceptions. We apologise for the inconvenience.
So here's my two sides of it.
Is it real?
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real. My one side of it is, I agree. We shouldn't be encouraging buying stuff that's a one-time use. They're cheap. They're from abroad. They like all of the stuff that comes with bringing it. However, don't fucking serve me a water bottle in plastic and then tell me I can't have glow sticks.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Fair.
Don't serve me a Coke from a big bottle, which a lot of bars have.
They're recyclable.
So how do you know my glow sticks aren't?
Well, they're not.
It's plastic.
It's clearly not. The big bottles are recyclable. That's why we have to keep the lid on them.
Yeah, but why aren't they recyclable? They're plastic as well.
I don't know.
But I just don't think you can stipulate to people growing the flowers, cutting the flowers and using the flowers for one day is bad. Like, where does the line go?
They can decompose.
Yeah, I know, but it's not for somebody else to dictate what you can have. It's not actually illegal.
Unfortunately, the government do have a say. Thank
bullshit,
you very much.
Is that real?
Okay.
Let me find out. They wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't sell them.
Anyway, I'm moving on.
No.
I have got something fucking hilarious to show you. Right? It's a picture.
What about the little glow sticks that we have at kids' parties?
I don't know. I'm over the glow stick chat.
No, I'm not. First single-use plastic ban for Wales. It took fucking 10 years to ban plates, mate. It's not going to be that.
Plates? Do you mean
plastic,
straws?
No, plastic plates and straws. Oh. And you can't have plastic plates anymore.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen them, actually.
No. Balloon sticks. Oh. Cotton buds. Straws, drink stirrers, polystyrene. Oh, yeah, they're getting rid of polystyrene food containers, aren't they? What am I supposed to have my jacket potato in now?
But they have ones.
So you all want to have a little word with Spudman, mate.
He doesn't use them. He uses the card ones. Thank you very much. A little word with Spudman. Don't come at my Spudman.
Let me fucking look.
Yeah, he uses the brown ones.
Yeah, the brown polystyrene.
No, they're not polystyrene.
Spudman.
It's illegal. They're not allowed to.
It's illegal. That is polystyrene.
No, it's not.
That is polystyrene. I'm not saying that's not recyclable polystyrene, but that is polystyrene. You can't put a jacket potato in anything else.
Anywho, yeah, you can. Anywho.
Not to taste good.
So this is a screenshot from Depop of a white bodycon dress. And the caption reads, summer dress, # Ibiza, # party. Also great for stealing the thunder from a bride at weddings.
Oh.
Who would do that?
Little bastards, mate. We saw a picture the other day that we're not allowed to share of a lady in a white suit at a wedding. And guess what, Beth? She was not the bride. I can't fucking tell you guys anymore how there is always somebody at a wedding that shouldn't be wearing what they're wearing. Mm-hmm. It's normally me. No, I'm joking. Could you imagine? I wouldn't even wear a white, like, blazer.
Jacket.
Yeah. Right, let me find something now. Hold on. I've been writing stuff down for weeks. Oh, do you know what? Actually, here's my email. Whilst we're on it, I'm sick of this. Oh, you've won this award.
Yeah,
oh
my God, fantastic. And then you pay £1,000.
£150 if you want the award. No, no, no. How about you? If I've won the award, I've won the award. I'm not paying for the award. It's literally my email now. And it literally, all the time, these same emails saying, we would like to thank you for taking part in this year's blah, 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 blah. It's time to celebrate all the hard work and make sure that everybody remembers the award that you've brought. And then it's choose from these options below. Fuck me. Guess, look at this, right? This is great timing from this email. Packages available for me, now discounted. Ruby package. So this is all because I've won this award as the best wedding planner in the whole world. Full page editorial, one bespoke trophy, one personalised digital logo and shipping included. Guess how much, Beth?
£1,000.
£595. Bargain. Do you want the full luxury package?
Yeah.
Supporting front cover, image and headline, two pages of editorial, one bespoke trophy, a wall-mounted plaque, personalised digital logo, personalised digital certificate, four-page digital email magazine dedicated solely to your company, shipping included. How much?
£995. £2,670. Whoa, I'll do it myself. Thank you very much.
I can make you a Canva award that will be better. Oh, there's an ultimate diamond package as well. How can I pay for that and the other one? Main front cover image, four pages of editorial. Does anybody read magazines anymore?
I don't know.
I've never paid for one personally because it's not really my direct line of marketing. However, I just don't.
Yeah.
I feel like you do get the magazines for inspo.
Yeah, a bit mood boarding.
Yeah, but I
vision boards
to cut out the stuff. Great timing for that email. Oh, sorry, I was finding something more interesting than that. Okay. Before, remember when we spoke about certain photographers? And we said, lol, but they're watermarked. And we had a little laugh about it. I messaged Pat Partridge, our friendly photographer, and said, because I'm genuinely confused, why?
Okay.
Tell me why. Why would you watermark an image?
So everyone knows it's yours. So you can't copyright it. So you can't publish it.
So you can't post that picture. So what was the point in having the picture?
Well, you can, but you all know who did it.
But right across the middle of it?
Yeah.
But then you're not showcasing your photo.
All right.
No, well, no, but that was my genuine thought process. And I was
don't
like,
agree.
I was like, hold on, because it used to be that it was so you couldn't print it out.
Yeah.
But you get your money before the printing. So you've been paid for your work.
Yeah.
So then why does it matter?
Don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
So what did Pat say?
So I said, Pat, question. Why do photographers put watermarks on? Mm-hmm. He said, because they are over the age of 50.
Oh,
shady Pat. I said, lol, true. But why? Like, legit, what are they achieving? He said, in most cases, they're worrying that their work will be stolen or copyrighted, which really just doesn't happen these days. I said, yeah, that's because I saw my friend's auntie got married and she had an older school photographer and they watermarked fucking everything. I said, yeah, my mate showed me photos from her auntie's wedding and they had massive watermarks. And I was thinking, surely they've been paid for these photos. But he wasn't really, really old, the photographer. He said, or it's so that people have to pay for printed products, though. But when you have to pay for, like when you have to pay £400 for a picture of Isla at school.
Yeah.
Those ones. So I said, but do you pay to download the image without the watermark? He said, in lots of cases, you have to pay to get it removed. Yeah. Pretty odd if the photographer has put it on their images. You'll see it with most landscape photographers, as a lot of people want to steal their images and print them for the walls, etc. But rarely do people want pictures of somebody else hanging on their wedding. But this is why I was like, yeah, interesting. I want to talk about it on the podcast. Because I'm so confused.
I'm confused too, hon.
Me too. But I'm also then confused.
Dare you to ask a photographer that does it?
I will.
Go on then.
If there's anybody listening that does watermark their image, like same as when we did that wedding dress thing, I'm genuinely interested as to why you're watermarking them because I've paid you £2,000 for these photos Plus. Already. And now I have to then pay for the, I'm confused.
Right. Is that what you
No, and it then made me think about content creators and photographers getting annoyed at content creators. But again, you've been paid. What's the issue?
Photographers getting annoyed at content creators is different.
But I see both sides of it. No, wait, I'm agreeing with you. But what I'm saying is at the heart of it, you have been paid to provide a service.
Yeah.
As long as you provide that service, what's the issue?
Photographers are creatives.
Yeah.
So you don't sit there and I take a photo of you and you look great.
I mean, yeah.
You get put into poses, into positions, into angles. And the problem is photographers are finding that content creators are duping that shot and using it as their own.
But what if they're not duping that shot? Do you know what I mean? What if they are getting the behind the scenes thing and they still have an issue with the content creator?
Getting in the way.
Which is weird, isn't it? I was just interested in that whole, I've already paid you for this service, so what's the issue side of it? AKA the watermarks. Just wondering. That was on my list of things to discuss with you. Next one. Oh, this. The amount of people that have sent me this is unbelievable. So I imagine it's been sent to you as well. Okay, so this is a video on Instagram and it's a lovely couple getting married. They are getting married and they have got the confetti like streamers.
And it all sets on fire.
That have then gone across the candles on the aisle and all setting on fire.
I think it's fucking stupid. Like, who has not thought about that?
I know. I agree. So, sorry, to give a little bit more context of it. I'm imagining it's a venue that doesn't allow confetti.
Yeah.
And they've gone, cool, clever. We'll use these. I guess they're like confetti cannons.
Like silly string.
Silly string. And then you can then just bin it a lot easier. Yeah. But it's obviously like paper rather than silly stringy kind of stuff. It's like party poppers.
Yeah.
That kind of bigger. And they've done it as the couple are walking down the ceremony, popped it, and then the candles that they've got lining the ceremony aisle have then caught fire to the pieces of paper. But because the paper is still attached to everything, the fire shoots that one direction and the direction of the person that has been firing it, and the bride's veil sets on fire, the lady in the pew's hair goes up because he's obviously got hairspray on it. What the actual fuck? What the fuck?
Hire professionals.
But you wouldn't be able to.
If I got told they were doing them, I'd be like, you're not having
candles
down the aisle.
But you wouldn't be told they were doing it.
Yeah, but you would.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if they didn't have a coordinator, and they said to the venue, but if they said, oh, we know we've sorted out confetti, we're doing confetti. It is confetti. Mm. Can I say a statement?
Go on then.
And you can disagree with me and I'll allow you to fight it to me, but I'm going to stand by my statement. I don't think you should ever have candles down the aisle.
Disagree.
Why risk it? Why risk the veil?
Do it smartly.
Yeah, but why risk the veil? Why don't you just do LEDs?
Because they don't look as good.
You've told me before they look as good.
No.
Yes.
I didn't.
I would not want the risk of anything like that happening just because I wanted real candles down the aisle. Don't get it. What about the little kid that I've seen kids sit at the ceremony and there's candles there and then their dress or a lady's dress is like hanging down right next to it?
I'm not saying you have to do it.
No, I just think it should be a rule. I think there should be a rule. No candles in ceremonies.
You just need a wide enough aisle. I need to know how big your dress is. And I need to know, make sure the seat is far enough away from the candle.
Oh, yeah, but it just doesn't
does I do all these things.
No, I know, but I just think, why are we even risking it even slightly?
Okay, well, don't.
I don't want to.
Okay. Fabulous. Thank you for your opinion.
I want LEDs down the aisle.
Yeah, well, LEDs don't look as good.
Yes, they do. No, I'm too scared by them. I just think there's so many things that could go wrong.
No, I get it.
How would Flutter Darlings work with candles in the aisle?
I don't like confetti shots down the aisle. I don't know why you encourage it.
Excuse me. I don't encourage it.
I feel like I've flipped a screw.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm not very well.
I never encourage it. I want the full line so I can get as much attention as possible.
I think down the aisle is not the time and place for it.
But sometimes you have to. Like, I get that sometimes you have to. But again, I just wouldn't have candles because then they also go in your candles and you hate that. But would you allow it? Because surely they would set fire. But I don't think they'd go anywhere, would they? Because they're not attached to anything.
No.
I just petition for no candles in the aisle.
Did you see someone proposed in Tesco at the self-service checkout?
No, they didn't. Yes. Did I? Let me see.
Let me find.
Can I also just say I'm all for it?
I'm not.
All for it. What if they met at that aisle, at that thing?
Love at first scan.
I'm all right with it.
I can't find it. Where is it? Oh, it's hilarious. I was like, no, someone sent it me.
Like, yes, if Jack proposed to you there, it wouldn't really make sense. Oh.
And the caption is, unexpected item in the bagging area.
Did she say yes? Oh, there's people there though. Like, if that was me, I probably would have asked them to close the checkout for 5 minutes.
Someone's just trying to pay for her food.
Oh.
With her change.
Getting the receipt out. I mean, it wouldn't be my choice because it wouldn't make sense for me. But I'm as long as there is a backstory for that, I'm okay with it.
Then I feel like you've got to have Tesco at your wedding somehow.
Yeah, 100%.
Tesco sponsor.
I'd have Tesco own brand stuff to
would
be funny.
You?
Yeah, of course you
got to. Vile, man.
No, but you don't have to eat it.
Vile. You're vile.
Your wedding will just be white. And I'll be like, where's Beth in here? Where's Beth? Oh, just nowhere. There's a little black hair here from her head. That's as Beth as we got.
My hair's brown, by the way.
Yeah, okay, fair.
You're going to insult me.
Was it an insult? No, but I would want you... Of course you'd want Tesco there.
Also, did you see? Mm-hmm. I've been hot, like getting these together. I was uninvited from a wedding after spending thousands. One photo sealed my fate.
What?
So
what?
This is on the mirror. And it says, a woman has been booted out of her hotel after an innocent hen do photo backfired, and now she's blacklisted from the wedding. Amy Dickinson won't be witnessing her friend say I do at the altar anymore after she was accused of breaking an unspoken rule on her hen night. And no, she didn't snap the bride getting frisky with the stripper or anything.
That's what
like
I was
that.
Thinking. Okay.
The 30-year-old from Australia says she shelled out an eye-watering £1,300 on flights, accommodation and lavish outfits for the party.
Yeah.
But all that money may as well have been poured down the drain.
Why?
I really don't know why I was uninvited, Amy said, after confessing all she did was share a photo of the party online of her friend at dinner, which other guests did too. Perhaps she was just looking for a reason to uninvite me, and I've never spoken to her since this happened. Amy's best guess is that she shared the picture of a bridal party on Instagram before the bride had chance to.
What?
Amy and the mother of the bride said she should have known about the rule despite not being told. After a heated argument broke out, the woman was allegedly booted out of her hotel room and feared she wouldn't be able to get her return flight tickets to get back home.
What? Can you not post on a hen do?
Apparently not.
I've never heard that rule. What?
That's wild, isn't it?
The fuck? Like, this is where it then goes too far the other way. Okay, guys, you can't post the bride on the wedding day. You can't post anything on the wedding day, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind you post a picture of you coming to my wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries, no issues. Anything that I have provided, aka everything, I get to show.
So we got a DM on follow on the back of this that she actually got uninvited from the wedding because she couldn't follow the dress code. So the dress code was that you had to have a floor length floor length dress. And it had to be a specific colour. And she couldn't afford, she's like, I've looked on Vinted, I've done this. I just couldn't find one that I was happy with or liked or whatever. And they've been uninvited. What's your opinion?
I think you could find something.
I agree.
Oh, okay. I would just get something I didn't love from Primark.
Primark.
I agree it's Primark, but I'm too deep into Primark. Like, I know it's Prime Minister.
I know.
I know. But I know it's there. I'm here. Say, what do you brush your teeth with?
Toothbrush.
Sorry?
Toothbrush.
A toothbrush?
Yeah.
Okay, not toothbrush.
No, a toothbrush.
Okay.
Toothpaste, toothbrush.
Primark, toothpaste. I also, how do you say the animal that's like a turtle but lives on land?
Tortoise.
Brian hates me for saying tortoise.
What is it?
Tortoise.
Tortoise.
I know. What about the animal?
What if I get the animals
literally,
wrong?
He's literally cringing right now. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Sorry, you can just get a dress from Primark. Like, you don't have to love it. What was the colour?
I don't know.
Like, black. It's not going to be like...
colour. I think it's like a pink. They give a colour chart.
Yeah, you can find a dress. It may not be the best outfit you've ever worn in your life, but if you haven't got the money to be buying the best outfit ever, that's life, souls. Sorry, what does that mean?
Yeah. Mean girl era.
Sorry.
Watch this.
If you are getting married this year, my one bit of advice to you is, if you have booked your wedding photographer, make sure you speak to them the week of the wedding and then the day before the wedding to make sure they know the time, the location and where the wedding is. Because our wedding photographer did not turn up. We have been married now for coming up to 7 years and we had our wedding photographer booked for a year. And we told him exactly where the location was. We told him exactly the time of the location and when we were getting married, like the ceremony and everything. And he was a little bit more pricey. He was based in East London. And I said to him, look, we're going to be getting married in West Wales. Now, if you look at London to West Wales, that's a good 5-6 hour journey. We actually had the wedding booked for the year before, so the 2016. Then we decided to postpone it for a year because we ended up moving away. And I said to him, it's going to be on Saturday, the 17th of June, 2017. Here are the details. All the locations stayed the same. He was like, yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for all of that. And we were in correspondence for like the next year. So we're getting closer to the wedding date and I'm in correspondence with him. I'm like, look, we're going to be at the venue the day before, the day before setting it up. If you want to come and have a drink with us, like, you're more than welcome to. And he was really, really lovely. And I was just so excited to get these wedding shots as well because his work was just absolutely phenomenal. Way through this process, this is quite an important point. I had been the one that had been in correspondence with him. My husband hadn't. He had both of our numbers, but it was always me he was emailing. Before the wedding, I said, look, we're going to head to the church about 12:30, so if you could be there. We sort of arranged that he'd be there from 11 to do a few, like, shots and things. So really, really excited. And went to bed that night, super excited to marry my best friend the next day. I told him numerous times where the wedding was and how far it was from London. I think I even sent him a Google map to show him, like, how far away it was. So the morning of the wedding, I get up at 6. I'm like, I'm getting married this morning. Like, I was really, really excited. We go for breakfast, my hair's in rollers, and everyone starts, like, leaving the breakfast room, like, quite hurriedly. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, what's going on? Maybe there's a surprise. Like, maybe my fiancé had planned a surprise or something like that. The hairdresser leaves as well because she comes down for breakfast with us. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? So I go out, and my mother-in-law has tears in her eyes. He's not turning up. He is not actually turning up, my fiancé. I was like, what the fuck? She went, right, I've just spoken to Dan, my to-be husband, in about 2 hours. The photographer's rung him. He's not coming. I said, what do you mean he's not coming? He's not coming. He thought the wedding was tomorrow. I said, no, the wedding's today. I said, in 2 hours. She went, I know.
I know.
The photographer's still in East London. I'm like, what do you mean he's still in East London? I had been emailing him up to the night before about joining us for a drink and everything like that. He's still in East London. We're in West Wales near Tenby.
Love Tenby.
What the fuck? I haven't got a photographer. My friends are amazing. They all ring around. My friend's sister is studying photography, so she's like, don't worry.
Fuck.
What would you do?
What? As who?
Her.
As the bride?
Yeah.
Let somebody else find me a photographer. Like, genuinely, what else can you do?
Do you think his comments supply is okay?
Yeah, and I was literally about to say to you, first of all, she did everything right. I was going to say, make sure you contact them, blah, 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 blah. It is a touch wood. I've never done it, but I can see how it happens. I can genuinely see how it happens because, like, especially the date postponing, that can be, it's typically because the systems that we use, you inquire, you put your date in, we then, it just automatically goes into the system and does all of those sort of things. If you then postpone the date, we have to manually move it, and therefore there's slightly more room for error, I guess. But I can only speak for myself. Like, I send the day plan with the date at the top of it. Like, as a couple, it's your job to check. Like, I know, yes, it's our job to also check, but it's just as much your right to be checking that day plan.
I have one of your clients, didn't I?
What?
The date was wrong.
Yes.
And I was like, you've put it in our system. You've signed the contract, which has that date on.
But I think they then changed it. The thing is, if you change your date, you need to triple check with every supplier, like, twice.
Because we went back through all the emails. Yeah. It was the date we had the date she told us.
And I think that must have been her date prior.
No. The new date was wrong.
What?
The new date she gave us was wrong.
Oh, as in she gave you a new date and it was just the wrong date.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes people will be like, oh, it's on Friday then whatever, but it's not, it's on the Saturday.
No,
so.
But the date was wrong.
It is. First of all, it happens. Second of all, it happens to good people. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're just being shit and they're like, oh, fuck it, I don't care. I know many suppliers that it's happened to. The best things you can be doing is checking the documents that they're sending you.
Yeah.
So that, and if there's ever anything wrong, you flag it, like, massively. That's why this one's weird, is because she was literally messaging, like, see you tomorrow. That's what, but check, say to them on one of the calls, the last call you do with them, you'll speak to all suppliers around a month before your wedding, just to confirm It's Saturday, the 12th of June, 2025. Mm-hmm. This is the date. Just want to check that. Ha ha, you've got that in your diary. Yeah. Here's the location. My wedding on Friday. It was a photographer, videographer and me. And we were going to the church and we were like, oh, we'll all go with the videographer. So he starts driving. The photographer is like, this is the church down on the left. He's like, no, it's the new one down on the right. It changed. And the photographer was like, what? He would have gone to the other church, which was their original church, or the one that when they first booked the photographer, they were like, this is where we're thinking, blah, blah. And they just never updated him on it. And thank fuck he was with us. Like, worst case scenario, he would have got to that church, maybe would have been delayed, maybe wouldn't have got photos of the ceremony, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the worst case. But to all my couples, I'm going to say it and I'm going to look at the camera. To all of my couples, when I send you that day plan and I say, send that to all your suppliers so everyone can make sure they got, fucking send that to all your suppliers and say, please just confirm the information on here. And then we're all checking. We're all working from the same page because it happened. Have you ever missed one? You ever got the wrong date?
Nope, never. It's been close because we send the day plans across then they're like, no, this is the date. I'm like, no. Yeah. Like I said, you put it in the system.
Have you ever made a mistake where you've then had to manually edit stuff?
I think our system's quite tight.
I had one though the other day where somebody messaged to move back their wedding, and on all of my documents and stuff, it's been moved back. But on my calendar, it was still in my calendar.
Oh.
But luckily, it was. I would have just gone to the wedding. And there would have been no one there. But again, if it's unlikely if your wedding is earlier, because you will have. If you haven't heard from your suppliers a month before your wedding, that's when you start going, guys, just a reminder that my wedding is next month.
Yeah.
Are we good? And good suppliers will reply and go, yeah, I just don't need to speak to you until X. Oh God, that's the worst thing ever. But I reckon you could find a photographer easily.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily. It wouldn't be who you'd pick,
but
you get what you're given at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
And you get mates with good phones, mm-hmm. and you get your suppliers to rally around. And if anybody's ever like at the very edge, you can always message us and we'll try and put something on our thing. Mm-hmm. If somebody's let you down on the day, you'll go and photograph, won't you?
Yeah.
Just take your phone.
Don't worry about me.
You're good at portrait mode on iPhone.
Thank you.
Right, let me find you something else. Oh yeah, I need to tell you something. This is just do you remember Russell Howard's Good News?
Yeah.
He used to do the jokes and at the end just finish with something sweet. That's what I'm going to do here. So a lady gets engaged, basically. And following the proposal, she receives a touching text from her fiancé's dad. And it says this. Okay, so it's from a lady's account called Mia, and it says, so this is from her father-in-law. My dearest Mia, now that it's official, I wanted to take a moment to directly and personally tell you how overjoyed we all are to have you become an official member of our family and us of yours. We have loved you from the moment we met you and could always see that you and Alex were absolutely meant to be together forever. The most important thing to us is that you guys clearly unconditionally love each other and take care of each other, and that is by far the most important thing that has ever mattered. We are so greatly looking forward to all the amazing times we get to spend together. All our love forever, Doug.
Aww.
Isn't that just... Imagine getting that from your father-in-law.
That wasn't a bitches, though.
That was not me ending on a bitches. That was my good news story before our bitches.
Oh, that was lovely.
Isn't that the sweetest thing ever?
Yeah. We love Doug.
It's the thing is, my Roman Empire is the text I got from my future father-in-law after his son proposed. Oh,
so cute.
I think that's really sweet. It's a bitches from me.
Oh!
And I was a bride. No, here's a bitches from a planner. Are you ready?
Why are you like shouting at me?
I'm not mad at you, but I've just... it was a while ago and I've
Go on then.
Got annoyed. So I went to... So I've been doing full planning with a couple. So a lot of times I'm coordinating. I turn up to a venue and the venue don't really get it. Fine, whatever. I get one with my job. Cool. This one is different. This is full planning. They contacted me first. Starts with me. They're based abroad. They want to get married in the UK. I've looked at venues in Scotland, Wales, here, everywhere. Blah, blah, blah. Give them a list of venues. They find a venue they like. I get some information from the venue. They book the venue. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. We then arrange a visit to the venue. It's the first time they would have seen the venue in real life. The venue did them a little like... virtual tour, that's what they booked from, blah, 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 blah. We go to the said venue. I drive quite a long way from home, get to the venue. The couple are there. We meet for a drink first, actually, me and the couple. We go through all the stuff and we're like, cool, should we go to the venue? I'm really excited for you to see it. It's a gorgeous venue. Cool, blah, blah, blah. We drive over there. And then the venue coordinator is the one showing us around. Guess who's a little prick? The venue coordinator. good thing I never named names on here. We're walking, like, fucking ignores me the whole time. We get to the wrong side of the venue to come in because we came down a different road, whatever. We go in, she's like, oh, hi, who are you? And I was like, oh, I'm Georgie, the planner, the one who's been fucking speaking to you, the one who they have said, I'm coming today. Like, it's all, they knew I was coming. Whether it's passed on to her or not, whatever. We then go to the right side of the venue, blah, blah, blah. We get there, we start the tour where she's clearly wanted to start the tour. Ignores me. Give them a glass of Prosecco each. Cool, fine. That's like, I don't want a drink, but you're fine. But could have asked me if I want a water. Anyway, we sit down, we start the chat. I'm trying to be involved in said chat. She's not involving me in said chat whatsoever. I am sat on the sofa next to her. So she's just not looking at me. She's just looking forwards, just talking to them two. And I'm like, I'm fucking planning this. And I've wrote down all the stuff for it. You can, I like it when they speak to them. I want you to speak to them, but you can acknowledge me. You can acknowledge that I'm also asking stuff. We start the tour. We're walking around and something is said about getting people into the wedding breakfast room. So this venue person was like, yes, your wedding planner on the day, as in their in-house wedding venue coordinator, they're not wedding planners, guys. It's a different job. They might plan that part of it. I'm so angry still. They might plan that part of it, but they're not wedding planners. Very different. Oh, yeah, your in-house wedding planner will announce that. And I then say, oh, no, well, what we might do is also get one of your friends and family. I think you mentioned that your brother might want to do it. Yeah, because I fucking know, because I'm fucking planning the wedding. Your brother would do that. So I'll just tell your brother, like, what they need to say. Yeah, our wedding planner will do that. And I'm like, okay, we're going to carry on. We carry on walking through. I'm asking questions. It's my job, if I'm going with my couple, to ask the questions that they don't know to ask. So we're in a room. Stop. I got wind up again. So we're in one of the rooms.
I'm loving it.
We're in one of the rooms. It's got twin beds. And I say, oh, are these ones twin? Can they be made as doubles? Well, which one? Well, the room we're in. Well, we've got loads of twin. Can they be made to doubles? Yeah, they can all be made to doubles. Right, well, fucking say that then. Why'd you say that? Like, there was no need for it. We carry on. I'm like, I'm professional. I'm cool. This lady was a little bit older than me, so I was, I'll be respectful. We go up to the bridal suite room. We pass a toilet on the way. We go up and we're in this big room. And I was like, oh, cool. So is the nearest toilet the one that's downstairs? Well, no. If you wait, you'll see there's a toilet. Right? You're a dickhead. Okay. The groom, they start walking off. The groom turns around and goes, God, she hates you, doesn't she? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that. Wow. We carry on. She is every opportunity she could say, our in-house planner does that. When it's not stuff that the in-house planner will do, she's lying. Every opportunity she took, she just a little dig at me the whole time. So do you know what I did, Beth? I sent a fucking email after. I called her out.
What'd you say?
You'll be really proud of my email. Should I try and find it? The problem, what I will say is this venue has rang me to sort it out. I need to call them back. This is now back onto me, but I've been busy. Been busy, busy gal.
Really?
What's the venue?
Well, the tea.
I'm just sick of it. Just be nice to everybody.
It starts with the long thing we always say, like, with any guest you're worried about, start them off on a good foot. If she offered you a drink,
yeah, just cool. But also just be nice. Like, I would never say anything that put them in enough to. I was asking normal people questions that the couple might not remember to ask, that they'll need to know. So I basically said, I won't read the whole thing, but it basically says what I've just said to you. But I ended it with, as a planner, I find it very confusing why I'd be treated in such manner. I bought this couple to you and would have recommended more in the future, but now would find it very hard to do so. I would strongly urge that this is looked into and stop for any future planners that do choose to work with yourselves, because I've left very upset and disappointed. I literally drove home like on the edge of tears.
Yeah.
You know when you're like...
And they've replied, have they?
They rang me. I need to ring them back, to be
really?
Fair. Yeah.
That's good that they...
I hope it... Well, I don't know I assume it's an apology call. But you know when, like, clearly a venue just got stuck in their... It's the same as the church.
Yeah.
It's used to be a certain way. Things change. Couples want what they want. You have to respect the wishes of that couple. There's my bitches.
There we go.
You proud of me for actually emailing them?
I'm proud.
A year ago, me would have just been like... Okay.
You put your big girl pants on.
No problem, I did.
Good, well done.
Big pants.
Well, that was a good catch-up episode. I enjoyed that. I feel like I've got...
a lot off my chest. Yeah. I think you have too.
Me too. I didn't realise I was harnessing that last one there.
I think you are.
It's come out now. I feel a lot better. Cool, guys. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening again. Just a quick one while we're here. Please can you leave a review? Please can you subscribe to our YouTube channel? Please can you... What else? What else do we need?
Review?
Yeah, it's the reviews on Apple, I think Brian's now crying
about.
Oh, you've
missed something. What? Incredible. What are we launching?
Oh my God. How has that not come up in this episode? Yeah. Guys, we have listened. Can you believe it? We've listened to what you guys have all been begging us for. So we've obviously talked before about the group chat that we've got. That is not something we can do on a larger scale. It's just impossible. But what we have done is made a community for you guys, which is going to be filled with just... everything. Do you know what I mean? Everything.
We've got digital downloads. We've got different areas on the platform. We've got special guests. We go live each month.
Yeah.
Each month. There's so much on there and it's going to be super helpful. Everything's going to be written down that we talk about.
Yeah. Think about it like a planning platform, but where... Because what we find in the group chat is that it's very helpful speaking to professionals saying... Do this. Shall I tell you what also helps? Speaking to couples that say, this is who I've used. This is what we're doing. This didn't work for us. Look at this dress that's for sale. Go and have a look. Like, so much support and help and guidance. You know when you're having that shit day with bridesmaids and hen-dos and stuff like that, there's a space in there called bitches where you can just, that's the space to bitch. If you're still in your just engaged bit, don't read the bitches section yet.
Yeah.
Save that for a down day. But there's a groom's room in there. So the boys can go in and be in that space. There is supplier recommendations page. So if it does get to the day before your wedding and suddenly you're like, oh my God, put it in there. And all of these people will all be there to help you. So we've done it as like a membership thing. So you can join, and then every month, like Beth said, that there'll be a different guest supplier on every month who will do lives, who will answer questions for you guys. We'll be going live in there. It's literally...
the hub.
Yeah. The wedding, we don't know hub. What else to give you other than this. This is the podcast in a 24/7 capacity.
There we go.
So all of you that have been going, please do more than one episode a week. I cannot do more than one episode a week. We will... implode. But what we can do is talk to you 24/7. So we will release lots more information on it and show you how you can sign up and all the information so that you can go and just be in that space, because I promise you, everyone will be talking about what's being talked in it, and then you'll just be like, well, I need to be involved. So just get there first. That was it.
We'll see you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.